The electric field strength is the force per unit charge felt by an object. By Coulomb's law, this is equal to 1 over 4 pi epsilon 0 multiplied by q over r squared. The field is the force experienced if we placed a positive point charge at a point. The field will act in the same direction as the force, so if we are looking at the field from a positive charge, the force and field will point away. If we are looking at the field from a negative charge, the field and the force will point towards the charge. In many situations, there are multiple charges present. The total electric field created by multiple charges is the vector sum of the individual fields created by each charge. The field from a charge is the force per unit charge. Field lines show the direction of motion of a positively charged particle. The number of field lines leaving a positive charge or entering a negative charge is proportional to the size of the charge. The strength of the field is proportional to the density of the field lines. Field lines can never cross. From a positive charge, the field lines go radially outwards from the center. From a negative charge, the field lines go radially inwards, towards the charge. An electric dipole is a system consisting of two charges that are equal in magnitude and opposite in sign. Electric potential is the work done per unit charge to move a positive test charge from infinity to a given point within the field. When a free positive charge Q is accelerated by an electric field, it is given kinetic energy. The electrostatic or Coulomb force is conservative, which means that the work done on Q is independent of the path taken. This means there is a potential energy with the electric force. The electric potential is defined as the potential energy divided by the charge. The potential difference between points A and B is defined to be the change in potential energy of a charge Q moved from A to B, divided by the charge. The electric potential at infinity is zero and is largest right next to the charge. Electric potential is equal to 1 over 4 pi epsilon 0 multiplied by Q over r. The potential is proportional to 1 over r, so it decreases with increasing distance more slowly than the electric force or field strength. The units of electric potential are volts. In order to move a charge through a field, work must be done as the energy of the charge will change. An isolene or surface aligns on which the voltage is constant. This means that there is no change in potential difference or energy if a charge just moves along this line or surface. No work is done if a charge moves along an isolene. Isolenes are placed at equal intervals of energy. Isolenes are always perpendicular to electric field lines. For a point charge, isolene lines are circles of constant radius. As the lines get further from the charge, the gaps between the lines get larger. For parallel plates, isolines are evenly spaced straight lines parallel to the plates.
Hey everyone, thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope it was useful for your learning. Make sure you consolidate your knowledge by clicking the link in the bio to be taken to the free online course. Good luck with your studies!